Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Sana, you're the only one right now.
Okay.
Anna, has Judy started? Is she over her Shiva? I know it's not Shiva, but you know what I mean.
Well, they had a service the day of the funeral at the synagogue later in the afternoon, where they did, I guess she called the ritual, and she's been busy going here and there. Daughter was in a wedding and, keeping busy. She's trying to face a new reality. You know, it's kind of
getting used to the situation is not easy.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know what words to put. I just listen to her, you know, talk, because I know she needs to. No.
I understand.
I spoke to her yesterday. She called. But today I didn't talk to anybody. I was gone most of the day. And
so you had a quiet day. How nice.
Yeah, pretty quiet. I even took a nap. So maybe I can stay awake at 9 o'clock.
I'm sorry, can you do what?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Martha? Good evening.
Good.
We are in section 13 of Noah, and we're starting with Pasuk 91. I'll start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrechu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhinu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ahi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei adeinu kononeihu. Tachatzei ma'ketiv. Vayit natzlu b'nei Yisrael et adyam edyam mehar orev vayit natzlu v'ya natzlu mi ba'e le'ya ela vayit natzlu al yada v'yachara Begin de it yahi rishu le nachash. Beshalta et ad edyam. Me har horev de ki belu. Me tu ra de horev kad it yahev. O raita le Yisrael. Come and see. It is written. And the children of Israel were stripped of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. So he asks, were stripped? It should have been written, stripped themselves. And he answers that the words were stripped show us that they actually were stripped by another power, as permission was given to the serpent to rule over them. The ornaments by the Mount Horeb refers to the ornament they received from Mount Horeb when the Torah was given to Israel. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Martha, do you want to comment?
What are they using as definition for strip? What exactly does that mean in the Zohar? I mean, I know what it means in English language.
Since it's English we're reading, it's essentially the same thing. It's saying that forcibly something was removed from around their bodies.
Okay, to me, it's again stating what we've been studying for the last few verses especially. But you ask a question on Monday that we didn't answer, and that was, why is this particular situation here in the book of Noah? And what I see is it's telling us once again, we're back to that meaning of anatot, that we're back to poor condition, been stripped of the ornaments, and almost like a repeat, the sin of the golden calf as the sin with the serpent in the garden. That's what I see. So,
I thought we did answer that question, but let me relate it in a different way.
Okay.
A poor person, a person who's referred to as anatot. The word ana is spelled ayin nun, and ayin nun is referring to a poor person.
Right.
A poor person is someone who has no connection to the Creator. That's really the deepest level of the meaning of a poor person. What they were stripped of was their connection to the Creator that comes through the Torah. Because if the angel of death has control over a person, Hashem is not, there is no connection between that person and Hashem. And that's really what this verse was driving home, and why they're talking about this subject as it refers to the generation of the flood. Because the generation of the flood has no connection to the Creator. And that's why they needed to have an ark that protected them from the angel of death, which is essentially connecting them to Hashem.
So, did they lose their, I think we call it their letters, their,
yes.
that was
the
what was stripped.
For the angel of death to be given control over a person, the angel of death is given control letters, because the Hebrew letters represent the channels between the Sephirot in the Tree of Life glyph. So when the angel of death has control over a person, he has control over which letters are in which channels. He has control over the creative process. Because one aspect of the creative process is destruction. Death is essentially, or lack of health is essentially destruction. And before something can be created, something has to be destroyed.
Brandela?
And that's... Randy, we're talking about verse 91 in section 13.
Thank you.
But does that, hopefully that makes some things a little clearer about why we're talking about the angel of death taking control over the poor. And what does it mean to be a poor person? It means that the angel of death has control over your sequence of letters. I once said to you, because it's a question that I asked Rabbi Berg, why do people get fat? You eat so many calories, and as less calories than you burn in a day, you shouldn't get fat. And yet people will swear how they count their calories and they still don't lose weight. And so how does this happen? And Rabbi Berg's answer was, when the angel of death is given control over a person, he's given control over the sequence of letters that make up the calories, makes up the food substance. And he changes the order of those letters, which effectively changes the process. Should I go on, or do we still have questions?
I have one question. I have many questions.
It's all good.
When we talk about letters, and the letters in our, he takes control of our, or rearranges the letters within our vessel, let's just say. What do we compare that to in our bodies? Is that DNA? Is that...
It's easiest to understand it as DNA.
Okay.
The DNA sequence has four, we describe four letters. C, T, G, and one of the, I don't remember the fourth one.
Y or X?
Those four letters are chemicals. And so those four letters creates different genes, which creates different, who are existing on different chromosomes, which is all the structure and the process for a cell to know what it's to do. So if you change the order of the sequence of those chemicals, you are changing the DNA of that person. The 22 Hebrew letters are essentially the DNA of creation. It's more than four. The four represents the four worlds. But the 22 is much more structured, much more detailed. And those are the Hebrew letters.
An example of that, would that be when Abram was given the hay from Hashem's name and became Abraham, and same with Sarah, that then their bodies were able to have a job?
Correct.
Hello?
More importantly... Yes, let me answer, let me make one comment to what Hannah said, and then I'll come back to you.
Yes.
What that story about Abraham's and Sarah's name being changed by adding the letter hey to Abraham. And so the letter hey, removing the yud from Sarai and adding the hey. That change of letters affected their DNA, but it more so it affected the astrological influences, which are the 22 Hebrew letters. That's the teachings within the Sefer Yetzirah.
And
I believe somebody wanted to ask, was that Malka or Brandy? I'm not sure.
It was Brandy. Let her go ahead, and then I'll just have a reference here.
Okay. Donna, okay. Did you want to ask a question?
Well, sort of. I don't know if it's a question or just a plan. Okay, the two hays that they received had the gematria of 10. Okay, there's no disappearance in spirituality. So Sarah's yud, and that was exchanged for the hay, and the other hay went as a yud to Yehoshua later. So when we either lose letters or we gain letters, then those letters that these, I don't know if lost is the right one, right word, or to say exchanged, it's going to go somewhere. Isn't it?
If you have a word, echad, aleph ket dalet, its gematria is 13. Every time you see echad, you can change that word within the Torah, within the verse you're reading. You can change it to ahava, who has the same gematria,
mm-hmm.
which is 13. What it's essentially, there are rules to the letter manipulations that we use in Kabbalah. Those same rules apply to Hashem, and they apply to Satan. So when we say that Satan can rearrange the letters or substitute the letters, what we're saying is that it has to follow the same gematria. It has to follow the same letter substitutions. So in the case of Avraham and Sarai, those names were one name, Avraham Sarai. And so when Sarah loses the yud, Hashem can says, okay, I have now two hays. And so I can change the sequence of their names to be Avraham and Sarah. But those rules of gematria have to be followed. Those rules of letter substitutions have to be followed. But on one level, it's just simply rearranging the same letters without changing them. On another letter, it's changing them. Brandy, you're up.
Okay. On your DNA sequence, it's ACGT. Those are the four nucleotide bases of DNA.
Thank you.
So you've got an aleph, an aleph, a kaf, a gimel, and a tav.
Or you have a totally different name, because maybe the top is not a top, but it's a tip. And then the aleph might be an ion. You have to see what the actual chemical name would be spelled with in the Hebrew language. Any other questions? Comments?
So I have a question. So if our chemical makeup is changed or the letters are changed, would an individual know that it's been given over to Satan? I mean, would we feel, or I mean, we can actually see our bodies change, but I'm talking about eternally. I mean, would we get sick? Possibly. We have mental issues, or something to that effect.
The answer to your question is yes and no. It depends on how honest you are with yourself. Think back 15, 20 years. What attribute in your personality 15 years ago, 20 years ago, is no longer present in your personality today? Anger, was it jealousy, was it you, whatever the attribute is. So if you think back on it and are honest with yourself, you would say there's been spiritual growth, which means there's less influence of Satan. On another aspect, another realization, is that every human being in our generation is controlled by Satan. No one is free of Satan. This is what the sages in the Kabbalah is teaching us. The tzaddik, a person who has grown to be a tzaddik, that person can overcome Satan. But there's never a true overcoming of Satan without Satan becoming just strong at your new higher level and still working and striving to take control of you. And as long as you live in a state of mind that says, everyone has died and therefore I will die, as long as that is your state of mind, Satan is in control. Because why? Because your consciousness says, I expect to die, God forbid. And that's why we strive and struggle and constantly remind you, you no longer have to die. Because we're trying to break, the Kabbalah is trying to get you to realize, not just intellectually, but within your core, within your being, that you can defeat Satan and you do not have to die. But until that is in your core, Satan is always in control. Why? Because there is space. The scientists tell us, we take an atom, A-T-O-M. Relatively speaking, there's more space in an atom, A-T-O-M, than there is in a football field. What does it mean that there's space? It means there's separation between two things. Separation means Satan. So every person in this world has space between themselves and another person. between their little finger and their thumb. There's space. Therefore, Satan is in control. And we fool ourselves. We think, no, Satan is, you know, I'm a righteous person. Or we don't think about space at all. We don't think about separation. It's just we go about our normal lives. And that's how Satan wins. Because his illusion is that you don't realize that there's space. There's space in your cells. There's space in your bodies. There's space between you and is there space between the earth and the sun?
Yes.
The answer is, for most people, the answer is yes. But for the Kabbalist, the word earth means malchut, and the word sun means tiferet. And they're all in unity. So the picture of the glyph that we've been saying, Rabbi Ashlag tells us, don't look at that. Why does he tell you not to look at that? Because you see space between Tiferet and Malchut. But in reality, Tiferet has a Malchut, and Malchut has a Tiferet. There's no space.
Okay.
But how do you get through your head so that you live the truth? There is no space. It's an illusion.
You know,
so is everything
really
clear as mud now?
If you really look at it, it's a really ingenious way that Hashem has given Satan to work. Because in
that
the three letters, within the three-letter possibilities, working in a 20-letter or a 22-letter alphabet, there are at least 64 possibilities of pulling different letters, which actually change the base of the amino acid sequence, which would actually determine what the cell gets and what the cell doesn't and what actually reacts in your body. And most people aren't aware of that cell changing unless it's a really, really drastic, you know, change in their body. So it's pretty really
correct.
Ingenious.
But that's why
everything the verse from Proverbs is everything that Hashem created, He's created with wisdom. And you're absolutely right, Brandy. The universe is filled with wisdom everywhere. And we are fooled.
So does that kind of help you out, Malcolm?
Yeah. Thank you, Brandy.
You're welcome.
And that's why I have the glutathione treatments as my wellness treatment, because it affects the mitochondria of the cell.
Pretty ingenious. Mm-hmm.
But even that, I'm not criticizing. I want to make sure you understand. I'm not criticizing because it's very normal. But in reality, you don't need a mitochondria treatment because you can affect it all with consciousness. But how you bring into the consciousness of full healing only can happen through teshuvah. You have to go back to what caused the separation. what action that you did causes a separation. Then you can change that through teshuvah. And that's the ultimate wisdom. Whenever we go to a doctor, and I go to doctors myself, I take pills myself, because there's two ways of understanding it. One is, if I was spiritually strong enough, spiritually elevated enough, I would heal myself. But if, since I'm not spiritually elevated enough, I go to a doctor and he gives me something that makes me think my consciousness is that I'm healed.
Well, always
I bought into the Siddhan system.
So then if you do the cocoon, then does that automatically restructure what Satan, what Hashem has allowed Satan to change? Does it
correct.
Go back to normal? So
that is what Teshuvah means. Tashuv hey. Return the hay. Return the physicality to be connected to the spiritual. Remove the separation. Remove the space. That's what teshuvah is. Return tashuv hay. You've learned it, but you didn't take it to the next level or the deeper levels. And there's always deeper levels, because Satan, as you grow spiritually, Satan matches you measure for measure. Satan will never be removed until the Mashiach, and then he won't be removed, he will be controlled. He will no longer have permission to rearrange the letters. Then he will serve another purpose.
Pretty awesome.
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful system. It's more than just the letter of the law. It's more than just a physical system or a spiritual system that is cause and effect, because there's also an essence within that. There's always more to learn. There's always deeper levels to go to. Our next class is questions and answers, so hopefully we've stimulated some questions that didn't get answered tonight. And tomorrow at this time, we will have a mini Zohar class and an actual Zohar class at the 7 o'clock time tomorrow. We'll have a Zohar class on the Parasha of Lech Lecha. So is everything becoming clear?
The only thing that's not clear is sometimes what you need to do what you need to do.
To make it work.
Yes, to make it work.
There's a phrase in the Tikkuni Zohar that we heard last night. I think it was for the first time. It spilled about it. The phrase is, quote, unquote, the way things work. When you know things work, essentially the light is revealed. And though there can be no negativity when there's light. So evil has to lose, Satan has to lose, when you know the way things work. So now that was an opportunity for a shofar, and we heard parts of it. So you all have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Knock.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Shalom.
Shalom.